And on the line now I have the Irish Blue Cross Head of Veterinary Services, Una O'Toole. Hello, Una, how are you?
Good afternoon. Hi, Noel, good, thanks.
Okay, well, unfortunately, like a lot of things, you're inundated and you have to change the services there or cut them off for a while. So explain what's happening.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we've had to suspend taking on any new patients for the time being. Our services are extremely stretched. We're really busy. We have nearly 40,000 patients registered with us. So that has meant that we've had to suspend taking on new patients so that we can provide the best standard of care to the patients that are registered with us. And so, yeah, COVID-19 has had a major impact on our service, on how we operate the service. Our clinic in Inchicore was operational throughout the pandemic. We have a wonderful team here, and the guys had to work under really difficult circumstances, caring for all the sick pets that needed our help during the pandemic. Our mobile clinics, the majority of them are back on the road now at the moment, but we did have to temporarily suspend them for about 2 months. And they're now operating by appointment only, just to allow us follow social distancing guidelines and things that way.
Yeah, I suppose the backlog, that's the reason for all this, why it's all happening. I suppose all agencies are under the same problem,
Yeah, I think everybody's having the same issue. I mean, everything you do now takes longer. Even a straightforward consult now in the Inchicore clinic, we phone the pet owner. They're sitting outside in the car. We chat to them on the phone. Then we take the pet in. We examine the pet, and then we phone the owner back again and discuss the treatment plan with them. So it's totally changed how how everything operates. So yeah, we've a huge backlog of surgeries and appointments that couldn't be carried out during the lockdown, as initially at that time point we were only seeing immediate emergencies at that time.
I suppose a lot of people got pets over the past couple of months as well, for one reason or the other.
Yeah, huge numbers of people got new pets. So we're getting astronomical numbers of phone calls from new pet owners every single day. And unfortunately, we are having to say to people that they will need to attend, their nearest private clinic. But I think people had more time at home, so they thought it was a good time to get a pet. They're just a great addition to any family. But I think the big thing is that we're seeing a higher number of calls coming in from new pet owners over the last few months. So from April till now, we've had more calls than you get at Christmas time.
Is there any simple, I shouldn't use the word simple, is there any advice you can give to people that maybe they could handle themselves where they wouldn't have to go to? I mean, a lot of people end up in A&E where they could go to the local GP and stuff like that. So in comparison with animals, is there any way they could sort of alleviate their own problems themselves?
Well, some things there certainly would be. I mean, I think one of the big things is for people to, have a plan when you get a new pet. Think about the impact a new pet will have on your life. So have a plan for who's going to be looking after the dog, who's going to be walking the dog, who's going to be feeding the dog. Certainly, give them good quality dry dog food, and cats a good quality wet or dry food. And don't be giving them food from the table, because sometimes that can cause a bit of a tummy upset and things that way. Also, in good weather, when people are out walking, it is really important to keep your pet on a lead, especially new pets now. If people have a new pet, you don't know how they're going to react to a loud noise or a sudden, another dog running up towards them. So that can help prevent, emergency situations whereby they might run out in front of a car on the road, or, if they kind of get a bit afraid when another dog runs up to them, so that they don't snap or bite and things like that.
Would insurance play a part in any of it at all, of alleviating the problem as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful thing for people who can get pet insurance to get pet insurance as soon as they get a puppy, because, it's expensive to have a pet. the cost of food, vaccines, and then emergency care if an accident does happen. So your insurance won't cover, say, the day-to-day costs like your food and your vaccines, but it will cover, you know, if your pet got hit by a car, God forbid, and they needed to have x-rays done or they needed surgery. And they're the things that it costs an awful lot of money to have those things done. So having insurance is a huge, huge help for people.
Yeah, I know in Britain it's you know, in percentage-wise it's a done thing, but I don't think in Ireland it's the same thing, is it? It's something that... think of the last, I suppose, for the pet is to get insurance.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly much bigger over there than it is here, but it is starting to come on here an awful lot, you know. And if people get puppies, one of the things is, you know, if it's recommended from day one to get pet insurance, then, you know, people will oftentimes will go out and get it if they can't afford it. So I think it's very much, it is a responsible thing to do. But sometimes people, you know, put things in the long finger and they kind of never get around to it. And then any condition the pet may have had will never be covered in that instance. Then, so the time to do it is day one. So I think the big thing if somebody's getting a new pet is do all your research beforehand and make a plan and be ready to, you know, go about the vaccines and the insurance at the very start, because life gets busy, things happen, and then things kind of get forgotten about sometimes.
And talking about financial things, Una, how is the Blue Cross doing? Like, people obviously can donate, but have things been like every other charity going, having the problems because of the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, our fundraising has been severely impacted. Our biggest fundraiser are Bark in the Park, so they've had to be cancelled. So now we're doing a virtual fundraiser. So there's all the information needed online on our website on bluecross.ie and on our social media pages. So if people have a look for hashtag Bark for Blue Cross, people can get involved and help out there. You know, all of our cash collections, obviously we can't do our usual cash collections as well. So it's had a major effect on us. And our resources really are quite stretched, because our fundraising would have helped us, supported us to do the work that we do in the clinic here and at our mobile clinics.
Just want to, I know it's an aside going off the subject a little bit, but this new thing, phenomenon of dogs being snatched and all that sort of carry on, is this new now, and how do you feel about it? It's strange, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrific. I have two dogs myself, and I would be beyond devastated if anything happened to them. It's just awful to think that people would go out and steal another person's dog. I think a lot of that is burned down by the fact that there's such a demand at the moment for new pets. With so many people getting pets, that's obviously one reason as to why it's happening. But it's just the most atrocious thing, for somebody to go out and steal a poor, helpless little pet from somebody's garden or somebody's house. It's awful to think about.
Yeah, it's unimaginable. I mean, I was just reading about someone put a hole in the fence to get at the animals and stuff like that. Oh. And it's strange, as I say, a new phenomenon, and you'd wonder how it has come about, and is there ransom involved? And if someone is caught, what's the sanctions, and should they be very severe, really?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of talk now about, you know, people looking for more repercussions if somebody does steal a pet. And certainly it is one of those things. I mean, there's the psychological impact on a pet if they're stolen and taken and sold on and brought to another home. So, you know, you certainly would want to see something being done in those situations, that there would actually be a punishment for people who are going out and doing that, something to deter them from doing it.
Indeed, and psychological effect on the family as well.
Oh, horrific, like, for people. I mean, to be left there wondering where your pet is, are they okay? Will you ever see them again?
Well, the reason I mention it as well is because we can put out a warning now to people to be extra vigilant when they're out with the dogs, and it's another good reason for keeping them on the lead and not letting them run around free, especially in a big park somewhere where they can often go and disappear for a while and then come back. But
definitely
warning out there. Okay, give us the website again, Una. People, they can donate, and for all the advice is up there on your website.
Yep, it's on www.bluecross.ie.
I know it'll be hard to predict, but any idea when services will come back to normal?
Well, we're fully operational just by appointments that are mobile, so I don't foresee that we've changed the appointment system in 2020 at the mobiles. And at the moment, yeah, clients still aren't coming into the clinic here in Inchicore, and I don't foresee we'll change that until after we see whether there is going to be an increase in numbers again or not. So I don't, we're providing the full range of services just in a different manner, so I don't expect that we'll change the way we're doing things certainly before at least September, October, and we start to see if there's another impact from the season, I guess.
And just something just struck me now, have you had any queries at all with this latest thing with one, I think it was in Britain, a cat had the COVID-19? I mean, when you talk about services being overrun, if this sort of gets a panic begins and that sort of thing with pets, have you had any anything come forward in that?
I mean, touch wood, no, we haven't had anything that way.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was just a one-off anyway. Okay, thank you very much, Ewan. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks a million for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. And that's the Blue Cross Head of Veterinary Services, Ewan O'Toole, there. And you can look up the website for all the information, and the tips are up there as well. But if you can afford a couple of cents, please make the donation. Great work from the Blue Cross.